3. Round 1. Well, let's see what's what then, said the inventor and undisputed master of sincerity. John Price watched Charles stretch his arms around the back of his chair, lace his fingers together, and lean back slightly to permit the lowering sun to touch his face. A symbolic opening of the game, John noted, as if Gabor were holding himself up to the light, an illustration of candor. And yet, it was an intentionally symbolic action. Indeed, John thought he could see that Charles liked the idea of his competitors, friends, noticing the symbolism, but then being smart enough to reject it as not only a mere symbol, but also an inaccurate one, a silent trick. Since he surely did not believe that turning his face to the sun demonstrated any actual candor. And, John thought further, perhaps this was a small compliment as well, since Charles trusted that you were never clever enough not to take the gesture at face value, but to know that the act of intentionally, symbolically revealing himself was meant to show that he was not revealing himself. Alternately, Charles might have been stretching. Charles changed directions, leaned into the cluttered table, placed an elbow on its marble. He looked sideways at Mark, and his brown eyes relaxed into a misty warmth. "To be perfectly honest, Mark," Charles said, "I sometimes envy your passion for your research." His gaze rested on Peyton a few seconds longer, the desire to say more, wrestling with the regret of having said so much. A wistful half-smile pulled up one side of his elegant mouth. His eyebrows climbed one carefully calibrated step toward the stark white parting of his jet-black hair. "Your turn, Mark." John had only been in Budapest 2 days, sleeping on his brother's floor, meandering alone through the city with a new and already out-of-date map, occasionally being introduced half-heartedly to Scott's friends. John had only just met this group, but even he suspected that